This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Christopher Joyce was a 23-year-old senior at Salem State University. Claiborne Blair was a 58-year-old father of three. They are the two men killed in Boston on Friday, innocent victims of a gang-related shooting in Jamaica Plain. WBUR's Simone Rias joins us now with the latest on the shooting and these victims. Hi there, Simone.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, what do we know, or what more do we know about what happened in JP on Friday night?
I think you said most of it in your intro there. What we know is two men were shot and killed on Friday. Police think it was gang-related, but that the two men were innocent. And they're still looking for leads. I just got off the phone with Boston PD Media Relations, and there's nothing new to report just yet.
Okay. Well, but on the other hand, you have been learning quite a bit more about the victims. So first, tell us what we've learned about Christopher Joyce.
Yeah, so Joyce was 23, a senior at Salem State, about to graduate with a degree in accounting. He lived in Dorchester and apparently had family at the Haley Apartments in Jamaica Plain. That's where the shooting took place. I stopped in at Cristo Rey School in Dorchester. That's where Joyce graduated a few years ago. And the teachers and administrators there just had glowing things to say about him. And of course, they were devastated by the news. They remembered him not only as a good student, but as a role model to other students. Apparently, Joyce stayed back his junior year by choice so that he could improve his GPA and stand a better shot at getting into college. Let's hear from Christina Searby. She's Dean of Math and Sciences at Cristo Rey.
He also was super earnest in the way that he'd, you know, he would kind of like just really always be just his most honest self in class, whatever that may be. And he was just like the life of whatever room he was in.
And how are the students at the school dealing with this loss?
You know, the thing is, they're not new to this kind of violence. Several years ago, one of the administrators told me that another Cristo Rey graduate was killed, and that was a few years after leaving the school. And apparently that woman's brother had been killed also in Dorchester. So, you know, but with that said, they're having a hard time with this because Joyce really was a mentor at the school. Carrie Wagner is vice principal for academics at Cristo Rey. I think she speaks for a lot of the students in this tape we're about to listen to.
I feel real anger at what is wrong in the world when this can happen to a kid who did everything right. This was a kid who was in control of his own path, and he did everything right. And so I cannot imagine what it must feel like for our students and their families, particularly students of color, particularly students who are low income, to know that even when everything has gone right, that this can still happen.
Huh.
Yeah, Meghna, I got to say, you know, the people I spoke to there made two key points.
Yeah.
One is that, you know, with all the focus these days on mass shootings and assault rifles, there's relatively little attention paid to the kinds of shootings that affect kids at inner city schools. And from what I was told, the kids at the school are well aware of that double standard. The second point is that we live in a tale of two cities, you know, the one with single family homes and high incomes and the other in housing projects where even the innocent fight for their lives.
Yeah. And again, Christopher Joyce was just 23. What do we know about Claiborne Blair then?
Yeah, so he was 58, father of three. I'm told he was a grandfather, in fact. The few people I spoke to who knew him said he was a hardworking family man who didn't bother anybody. I did talk to one guy who was working on his car this afternoon at Mildred C. Haley in Jamaica Plain. He said he's known Claiborne Blair going back more than 40 years. He didn't want to give his full name. A lot of people didn't want to give he identified himself as James.
Yeah, he was a good dude. I mean, he never did any harm to me. He never did any harm to anybody, as far as I know.
So you think he was here visiting?
Or? He was visiting. I mean, he grew up around here. He knew everybody. Everybody knew him.
Simone, we're having a little bit of trouble with your line, so we're going to try and see. You got a lot more reporting I want to talk to you about here, so fingers crossed, okay? Now, about Claiborne Blair and Christopher Joyce, I just want to reiterate that Boston police are saying that these two men were innocent victims of what they believe is a gang-related shooting. Now, why is it that BPD are saying it was gang-related?
It's a controversial question, but the sense I got from both the residents I talked to and police is that this is almost definitely involving shooters who did not live in the Haley apartments, and that both men were innocent victims. They're likely visiting family and friends. My sense is that this fits a pattern police see where gang members want to send a message, and so they shoot people on rival turf. In this case, as far as we can tell at this point, it involved two people who didn't live it at the Haley apartments.
Okay. So you did also spend some time at the Mildred C. Haley development today and yesterday as well. So what are residents telling you?
I have to say people are on edge. You know, I think we would be too. Very few of the residents were willing to talk to me, as I said, because, you know, they feel there could be some kind of retribution. If I could just step back a second and describe the complex where the shootings happened, you know, this is the Mildred C. Haley apartments in Jamaica Plain near Jackson Square. There's a cluster of brick buildings built in the early 1940s. You know, there's bars over the windows. They go up seven stories. And in the middle of it all, there's two sidewalk memorials, you know, with dozens of candles put out at the spots where Joyce and Blair were shot dead. Needless to say, some people are afraid to go outside. I talked to one guy there who said he had two kids and there's no way he'll let them play outside in the playground, you know, but he did say he's glad there's police officers cruising the neighborhood. He just wished it would happen more frequently without having to respond to a shooting.
Okay, so the shooting happened on Friday, but then the very next day on Saturdays, residents at the complex accused police of abuse, saying that when the police arrested a man who... again, the police say that the man had a gun in his waistband, and actually they ended up arresting three people. So that was just the very next day after this apparently gang-related shooting on Friday. So what happened on Saturday?
So things get a little bit muddy. There's a lot of video going around online showing police arresting a man up against a car. You know, there's like 8 or 10 police officers, mostly white, a bunch of African-American residents are sort of haranguing the police and, you know, shouting out brutality. You don't really see that on the video, but the video doesn't show everything that happened, obviously. One resident I spoke to today said that the reason people were angry was because the police arrested a man who was sort of minding his own business, and they just came up and grabbed him. As far as we know, there's no direct connection between the shootings on Friday and the arrest the following day, you know, but there is a link. People were upset that two people were slaughtered, basically, you know, on the community's front porch. And it was another point that I wanted to bring up, actually made by Commissioner Evans. And he said that with this type of crime going on in the neighborhood, some people will want to arm themselves out of self-defense. He even said that might be the case with the person they said they arrested with a gun in his waistband. But, you know, with that said, Meghna, a lot of people do say things have gotten better at the development in recent years. One of the people I spoke to was Bashir Kayu. He leads the city's neighborhood trauma team in JP.
So obviously, the trust has eroded. I mean, come on, we don't have to talk. You can look around the country. We know what's going on between black and brown people in terms of relationship with police. But at the same time, we've been very fortunate with our community officers where there is positive relationship. They are here to work with the young people. They are here to work with the community. So you have to identify those things that are working and build on those.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think that's a sentiment that a lot of people here can agree on.
Yeah. Well, Simone Rios, reporter for WBUR, bringing us the latest on Friday's apparently gang-related shooting that took the lives of two innocent victims, Christopher Joyce, 23-year-old, and Claiborne Blair, 58-year-old. Simone's at our Dorchester Bureau today. Thanks so much, Simone.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Meghna.